今天是母亲节，刚才主席已经特别讲到。
Today is Mother's Day, and earlier, the speaker has already mentioned.
所以我们在这里特别纪念生养我们的母亲们。
So today is a memorial to the mother who gave us birth and who raised us.
我们今天讲到的经文是记载在民数记第十章一直到十二章。
Today we're going to be discussing the book of Numbers, chapter 10 through 12.
我们不可能全部都念，我们会挑一些经文来念。
We won't be reading every verses, but we will select a few verses in those chapters.
我们念的时候呢，我们就这样，我们念中文的就念中文，念英文的就念英文，好不好？
So let's go ahead, and if you prefer to read Chinese, please go ahead and read Chinese. If you prefer to read English, let's go ahead and read English.
我们会读很多的经文，我们都是一起来念。
We're going to be reading quite a few verses, then let's read together.
那个英文的弟兄姐妹，你们也最好把圣经都打好。
For those who are going to be reading in English, please open up your English book.
民数记，我们先看民数记第十章的第十一节到十三节。
Let's go ahead and open to the chapter of Numbers, chapter 10, 11 through 13.
好，我们就来先念第十章的十一节。
Let's go ahead to read chapter 10, verse 11.
第二年二月二十日，云彩从法柜的帐幕上收上去，以色列人就按战力往前行，离开西乃的旷野，云彩停在旷般的旷野。这是他们照耶和华借摩西所吩咐的，初次往前行。好，我们就先读到这里。
Okay, let's stop right there for now.
我们再看三十三节到三十六节。
And then let's go ahead, move forward to verse 33 to 36.
三十三节，一起来。
33.
以色列人离开耶和华的山，往前行了三天的路程。耶和华的约柜在前头行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。他们按营往前行，日间有耶和华的云彩在他们以上。约柜往前行的时候，摩西就说：耶和华，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散，愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。约柜停住的时候，他就说：耶和华，求你回到以色列的千万人中。好，我们先读到这里。十一章，我们读第一节一直到第六节。
Let's go ahead, open up chapter 11, verse 1 through 6.
我们第一节，第一节开始。众百姓发怨言，他们的恶语达到耶和华的耳中，耶和华听见了，就发作，使火在他们中间燃焚烧，直烧到营的边界。百姓向耶和华以摩西恳求耶和华，火就熄了，那地方便叫做哈，因为耶和华的火烧在他们中间。他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说：谁给我们肉吃呢？我们记得在埃及的时候，不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、鸡花、韭菜、葱和蒜。现在我们在这里心血枯干，除了玛拿以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。好，我们就停到这里。
Let's stop right there.
我们看第十节到第二十节。
Let's take a look at verse 10 through 20.
第十节。摩西见以色列帐篷门口哭泣，耶和华的怒气便大发作，摩西就不喜悦。摩西对耶和华说：你为何苦待仆人？为何不在你眼前蒙恩，竟把这管理百姓的重任压在我身上呢？ 这百姓岂是我怀的胎，岂是我生下来的呢？我竟对我说，把他们抱在怀里，如养育之父抱吃奶的孩子，直抱到他岂是应许给他们祖宗的地去。我从哪里得肉给这百姓吃呢？他们向我哭嚎说，你给我们肉吃吧。管理这百姓的责任太重了，我独自担当不起。你这样待我，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你立时将我杀了，不叫我自己的行。耶和华对摩西说，你从以色列的长老中招聚70个人，就是你所知道做百姓的长老和官长，到我这里来，领他们到会幕前，使他们和你一同站立。我要在这里降临与你说，也要把降于你身上的灵分赐给他们，他们就和你同当这管百姓的重任，免得你独自担当。又对他们说，你们应当自洁，预备明天吃肉，因为你们哭嚎说，谁给我们肉吃？我们在埃及很好。这声音达到我花的耳中，所以他们去给你们肉吃。你们不只吃一天、两天、五天、十天、20天，要吃一个整月，一直从鼻孔喷出来，使你们厌恶，因为你们厌恶住在你们中间的耶和华，在他面前哭嚎说，我们为何出了埃及呢？好，我们先停到这里，我们继续看12章。
Let's continue move to chapter 12.
我们从第一节读到第十节。
Let's read first verse through 10th.
摩西娶了古实女子为妻，米利安和亚伦因他所娶的古实女子就毁谤他说，难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？这话耶和华听见了。摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。耶和华忽然对摩西、亚伦、米利安说，你们三个人都出来到会幕这里。他们三个人就出来了。耶和华在云柱中降临，站在会幕门口，召亚伦和二人就出来。耶和华，你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家近中的，我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？耶和华就向二人发怒而去，云彩从会幕上挪开了。不料米利安好，我们就读到这里。
Okay, let's stop right here.
今天我特别讲一个题目。
Today, the topic of our discussion is,
就叫做怨声载道。
It is relentlessly complaint, persistent complaint.
那个怨声载道的意思呢，就是顾名思义，就是一边走路一边抱怨。
It means that you continue to complain as you move forward.
那就是说你走路啊，就是一边走路一边嘴里不停的那儿，就是讲来讲去就是抱怨词。
As you continue to walk forward, you are continuing complaining and mumbling and complaining.
我不知道你有没有这样的经历。
I don't know if you have this experience.
我有这样的经历。
I have this experience.
我这个总结了一下哈，出门旅行最好不要超过三个人。
I've summarized the fact that when you travel, you don't want to travel with more than three people.
如果要三家人更麻烦。
If you have three families traveling together, it's even more troublesome.
你有没有注意，人一多了，一旅行的时候，意见就多。
Have you noticed that if you have a lot of people with you, there will be a lot of different opinions?
不但那个意见多呢，还怨言特别多。
Not only there are a lot of complaints, but not only there are a lot of opinions, but lots of complaints.
哎呀，有些人呐，就特别爱抱怨。
And there are some who loves to complain.
开始的时候你还忍着他。
In the beginning, you might tolerate that.
到后来你就实在受不了了。
And towards the end, you can't take it anymore.
最后呢，就吵架了。
Eventually, you start bickering.
本来是好高高兴兴的出去旅行。
It started with a positive attitude.
结果回来的时候，大家谁也不愿意理谁。
At the end, you are no longer speaking to each other.
你知道为什么说不要超过三个人吗？
Do you know why no limiting to three people?
你知道三个人凑在一起，最少有两派人意见。
Because apparently, two out of three will eventually have their own opinions.
有一次我这个大学的时候，跟我记得是五个同学加上我五个同学一起出门。
I remember I was traveling with five college classmates.
那个出门呢，就是一日游。
It was a one-day trip.
那个完了以后呢，但是回来的时候呢，晚了。
But we were late on the way home.
只有最后的一班的 bus.
We were trying to capture the last bus.
但是这一班 bus 呢很麻烦，它不到我们原来的地方，只到一半就停了。
But the problem is that this bus doesn't stop at the original destination, but it will stop somewhere else.
但是呢，还有另外一班 bus 不往这个方向走，往另外一个方向走。
And then there's another bus actually going at the different directions where we want to go.
所以这两个车十分钟以后就要发了。
And both of them leaves in 10 minutes.
但是他们说，你虽然坐这个 bus 呢，你不是走那边，但是你可以到下一站，另外地方有一个 bus 可以回到那个你要去的地方。
So apparently, if you take this one bus, you can, even though you ended up at a different place, but you can take another transfer, eventually get to where you want to go.
到底要坐哪一个？
So which one you want to take?
完了以后呢，我们这个五个人呢，就麻烦大了。
And that's where the problem begins among all five.
哎呀，当然肯定是两种意见了。
Obviously, you will have minimum two opinions.
那第三种意见就是不做哈。
Then the third opinion basically is don't do anything.
那不做不行啊，明天早上还有事啊。
But we can't do nothing because we still have something to do next morning.
结果就吵架了。
So as a result, we start bickering.
那还好，最后就投票。
So as a result, we decided to vote.
那大部分人都说都坐这边。
So most people said, let's take that bus.
结果去了以后，到了一半的路上，天黑了，一点车都没有。
The problem is that halfway to that bus station, the sky gets darker.
结果另外一批人就开始抱怨。
And then the other half of the group start complaining.
这都是你们不听我的。
It's all because of you not listening to me.
哎呀，最后对吧？特别难受。
So it's very uncomfortable.
你知道抱怨不只是光出门呐。
The complaint is not just don't go out.
我还碰见过一个人吃饭还可以 complain.
I met a person who actually complained during a meal time.
他这样拿起了一个这个吃了一口。
He'll take one bite.
完了说，这个太咸了。
And then start complaining that it's too salty.
再吃另外一个。
Take another bite.
说太淡了。
And says, oh, it's too bland.
再吃说，这个肉不太好。
And he will take another bite and says, the meat is not good.
完了以后他就问我。
And then afterwards he'll say to me,
你觉得怎么样？
What do you think?
我说我觉得挺好啊。
I said, that's pretty good.
Yeah.他说：“你这个人怎么这样呢？”
And he actually said, "Well, why are you saying that?"
我说什么样子？
I said, "What did I say?"
他说：“你这个人太没有意思了。”
The guy says, "Well, you're not right."
那时候我说什么意思呢？
I said, "What do you mean? What's right?"
就是要有一点意见。
He says, "Well, you need to have your own opinion."
我说意见就是挺好吃啊。
My opinion is pretty good.
他的意见，他的意思就是说，你的意见就一定要有一点，抱怨。
He meant that your opinion has to consist of some complaint.
你如果你有点这个抱怨的时候，就表明，你会说出一些意见来。
Only when you have some elements of complaint, it means that your comments are valid.
啊，所以这个人生，我就是这样天天破凑在一起的人生，真是很痛苦啊。
And I find it very uncomfortable if I have to deal with this type of situation.
所以人可以在任何事上都可以抱怨。
So as a human being, we can complain everywhere and anytime.
今天我们刚才所读的这段经文里边就提到以色列人的抱怨。
And in all the verses we have read earlier, it talks about all the complaints from Israel.
以色列人在进入迦南地之前，一共有三次的旅程。
Israelis before they enter Sinai, they have.
不是进入迦南地，进入迦南地之前有三次的旅行。
Oh, there were three. They had three trips before they entered the land of Sinai.
啊，第一个的旅程呢，是从红海过了红海以后到西乃山。
The first trip is from the Red Sea to 红海山。
不是那个西乃山。
哦，西乃山啊 ，Sinai，Mount Sinai。Mount Sinai。
啊。第二个旅程呢，就是从西乃山到巴兰的旷野。
The second trip is from Mount Sinai to Balan.
Desert.
Desert.
Yeah. 第三个旅程就是巴兰的旷野到摩亚的平原。
And the third trip is from Balaam's desert to the plateau of
Moab. Yeah.
Okay.
所以这，但是今天我们看到的这段经文是特别讲他们的第二次的旅行。
Specifically, the verses we read it addresses the second trip.
我们刚才读的第十章就是他们刚开始从这个西乃山下开始旅行，去迈向应许之地。
The verses we read in chapter 10 talks about the starting of the trip from Mount Sinai to
Promised Land.
Promised Land.
Yeah. 但是在这个旅行刚开始没有多少天。
But only a few days into the trip.
啊，以色列人就开始抱怨连连。
Israeli started to complain relentlessly.
如果我们只看第十一章的第一节一直到第三节
，If we just focus on the first three verses of chapter 11,
那个抱怨是语言上的、言语上的抱怨。
The complaint consisted of mostly verbal complaints.
他为什么可能有一些原因
？I'm sure there were some reasons.
那因为他们在西乃山下已经住了将近一年的时间。
Because they have already lived at the foothills of Mount Sinai for over a year.
那个西乃山下相对来说挺舒服的。
Comparably speaking, staying there it's quite comfortable.
因为西乃山下有水。
Because there's water at the foothill of Mount Sinai.
因为摩西拿杖的击打磐石出水了。
Because Moses uses spiritual powers and created water from rocks.
啊，还有食物。
And there was some food.
天上的玛拿降下。
And there were manna from the sky.
啊，人呢，只要有水有食物吃啊，那就很舒服了。
And human, as long as we have food and we have water to drink, we should be comfortable.
他们现在离开了西乃山，要迈向应许之地。
Now they are ready to travel to the promised land.
但是现在在西乃的旷野走路的时候，可不是好走的。
However, it is quite a difficult journey walking along the plateau of Sinai.
西乃的旷野是大石头、小石头特别的多。
It's a rocky surface throughout the entire journey.
哇，你在石头路上走路，这是一个不舒服的地方。
It's very quite uncomfortable walking on the rocky surface.
啊，以前的那个鞋又不像我们现在那个鞋那个厚，那个胶底那么厚。
The sole of the shoes back then is very different from the shoes that we have now.
啊，都是很薄的。那走在路上的时候，那个脚很疼的。
It's very thin. It hurts your bottom of your feet.
但是他们就开始发声，就开始言语上就开始抱怨。
And verbally they start complaining.
如果我们继续看第十一章的第四节一直到三十五节。
If we continue to read chapter 11, verse 4 through 35.
那个时候他们就开始抱怨食物。
They started complaining about the food.
圣经里面说，有很多的闲杂人等跟他们一起抱怨。
The Bible says there was mix of all kinds of people started complaining, joining.
这些闲杂人等不是以色列人。
And those people, maybe many of those peoples are not Israelis.
Yeah, 这些人是从埃及出来的时候跟着埃及人一起出来的。
Those were the people who followed the crowd from Egypt.
这些人应该是埃及人。
They should be Egyptians.
但是呢，他们出来了埃及以后，跟着以色列人到了旷野，觉得这生活这不像啊，不怎么好。
But they're quite disappointed about the lifestyles after they exit the Egypt.
所以他们开始准备想回埃及了。
So they were thinking about contemplating returning back to Egypt.
他们就说，哎呀，怎么没有肉吃呢？
How come there's no meat to eat?
你知道啊，人呢，天天吃同样的东西，就开始受不了了。
You know, us as a human being, we started to complain, and if we repeatedly eating the same thing.
请问在座的谁吃过玛拿？
May I ask you, how many have you tasted manna?
那个玛拿那个东西呢，根据圣经的描述，挺好吃的。
According to the descriptions of the Bible, manna actually tastes pretty good.
Yeah, 那个好像还有点甜味的。
It consisted of slight sweet flavors.
可以煮着吃，可以磨成粉，可以做馒头，可以做什么都可以。
You can boil it, you can grind it into the powders and make it into bread.
其实呢，按道理来说是挺好吃的。
Supposedly tastes pretty good.
但是很好吃的东西，如果吃太长了，天天都吃一样的东西，慢慢的大家就开始就不太满足了。
Even though you could be tasting, eating tasty food, but after a while you start complaining.
那这个在座的有年轻人，有这个年长的人。
We have young folks here as well as seniors here.
并且还有很多母亲在这里。
And we also have a lot of mothers in here.
你有没有注意一件事？
Have you noticed one thing?
如果这些母亲们呢做饭说，哎呀，今天我就多煮一点，多煮完了以后呢，以后这几天天天都吃了这个今天煮的这一大锅饭。
If we cook a lot more food in one meal, in the following days we tend to eat the leftover of the same meal.
完了以后你就发现你的孩子第一餐吃的怎么样？
Afterwards, after the first day of eating the leftovers, what happened?
哎呀，真好吃啊！
Pretty good, right?
所以呢，吃的特别多。
Still eat a lot.
到第二天的时候还是这个。
And the second day, repeating the same meal.
开始呢，他就不说话了。
And then you don't hear anything in silence.
完了就开始少了一点。
And then they consume just a little bit.
完了到第三天的时候。
And the third day.
就说怎么还吃这个啊？
And they start saying, commenting, "Are we still eating the same thing?"
哎呀，他就好像那个很痛苦的样子了。
It's very uncomfortable. It struggles.
哎呀，所以呢，他吃起来的时候，哎呀，那个皱着眉啊，瞪着眼呐，拿着那个啊，那里好像是毒药一样。
They will be frowning their face and with a look as though they are eating poisons.
你看你有没有发现都差不多都是这样啊？
Have you noticed a similar pattern?
哎呀，所以我就说啊，今天是母亲节啊，我就说母亲当母亲不容易啊。
And on this day, Mother's Day today, I said it's very difficult to be a mother.
是不是这样？
Is it true?
所以母亲就天天要想着给孩子们能够做一点什么好吃的。
So mother tend to spend a lot of time and effort come up with ways to please their children.
那个我不知道这个你这个孩子都长大了的那个母亲是不是开始就没有做饭的动力了。
For those mothers who have older kids, do you still have the motivations of coming up with new dishes?
好像是啊。
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, 所以因为不需要了嘛，就给他那老公就算了，不管他了。
Because there's no need to come up with new dishes anymore. Just give it to your old husbands and he'll eat it.
这种情况呢，在我家就发生哈。
It happens to my family.
哎呦，不是我的，这是师母哈。
No, I'm not talking about my wife.
那个是我的父母。
I'm talking about my parents.
那个我的这个妈妈呢，就天天给我爸爸越煮的，每天煮的都是一样的东西。
My mom would tend to repeat the same dish to my dad every day.
那个前两个月呢，我父亲就开始不高兴了。
A few months ago, my dad was not very happy.
他说这个他做的饭太不好吃了。
He said, I don't like, her cooking is not good.
你们要没时间做，给我买点。
If you don't have time, just buy food for me.
我说没问题啊。
I said, no problem.
你要想吃点什么，我给你买。
I said, what do you like to eat? I'll buy it for you.
反正也吃不了太多嘛。
Besides, you can't eat a whole lot anyway.
所以就一样给他买一点点。
So I bought a little bit of everything.
啊，买完了以后他很高兴。
He was quite happy afterwards.
啊，因为每天要换不同的东西。
Because we have a lot of varieties every day.
结果吃餐馆的东西太多了。
And ended up we eat too much restaurant food.
那结果他就体重增加啊。
As a result, he gained weight.
啊，医生警告。
The doctor warned.
我说那就没办法了，还要继续回去吃这个啊，这个妈妈做的没有什么味道的饭。
As a result, we said it's better that go back to mom's bland cooking.
哎，所以你看，人就是这样。
So humans like that.
人吃一个东西其实很好，但是吃久了就开始 complain。
So humans like that there's nothing wrong with eating the same thing, but after a while we start complaining.
啊，你知道 complain 啊，人一不高兴的时候，不光是食物啊。
Now, when we are not happy, it's not just about food.
什么东西都可以 complain 一下。
There's we can complain about anything.
那个到了十二章。
As we move forward to chapter 12.
对摩西的领导能力也开始 complain。
People start complaining about the leadership from Moses.
然后，某种程度上，你以为看起来这是家庭矛盾。
To some degree, you can see this is a conflict relating to the family.
但是你不要小看这个哈，摩西、亚伦还有米利安，他们好像是一家人。
But don't take light of the relationship between Moses and
亚伦 Aaron,
Aaron
and 那个他的米利安
and his
他的姐姐
and his sister.
Yeah. 所以，但是他们你不要忘记。亚伦是大祭司，米利安是女先知。
Don't forget that Aaron is his
the high priest.
High priest, and his sister is the prophet.
Yeah. 所以他们的问题，他们之间的问题，其实代表着以色列人中间所有的问题。
The struggle and issues among three of them, it's the same as the issues among the Israelis.
导火线是因为摩西娶了一个黑人做妻子。
The fuse is the fact that Moses married to a black lady.
哎呀，应该这是摩西的第二任妻子。
This should be Moses' second wife.
因为圣经里没有讲他前的那个妻子到哪里去了。
Because the Bible didn't say what happened to his first wife.
可能他第一个妻子去世了。
It's possible she passed away.
这人家娶一个黑人妻子，这是人家的事啊。
He decided to marry to a black lady is his business.
但是他的哥哥和姐姐不高兴了。
But his brother and sister is not very happy.
借着这个事情就开始闹起来。
And try to leverage these issues and start complaining to him.
那说什么？因为你不适合再继续做领袖了。
And complaining the fact that you are no fit to as a leader.
你如果继续看的话，你就会发现骚乱兴起。
If you continue to look deeper in this issue, you'll notice that struggles, tension begins.
他们又开始抱怨说，因为有人死了，所以他的领导处理能力不好。
By saying that there are people dying as a result, it's the problem of your leadership.
摩西保持沉默。
Moses remained silent.
圣经里边说，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
And the Bible says that Moses' personality, his temperament, exceeding most of the people.
他不为自己辩护。
He doesn't defending himself.
摩西是什么人？
What kind of people is Moses?
摩西是以色列人的领袖。
Moses is Israel's leader.
摩西是以色列人的英雄。
Moses is Israel's hero.
没有摩西，以色列人还在埃及做奴隶呢。
Without Moses, Israelis will still be slaves.
但是摩西带领他们出埃及，他们成为自由人。
But Moses led Jews out of Egypt become free people.
所以摩西这个英雄应该大家永远的纪念吧。
So this is a hero that we should all remember.
但是实际情况来说不是那么这样。
But in reality, it's not like that.
二次大战之后
，After the Second World War,
英国首相丘吉尔
，English Prime Minister Churchill.
他是英国的英雄。
He is a British hero.
因为他带领英国能够在战争之中站立得稳，战胜了。
Because he led England stand firm on its ground and eventually victoriously finished the war.
但是战争结束以后
，But after the war,
英国的选民投票反而把他选下了台。
English, the citizens of England did not re-elect him.
所以你看到这一件吗？英雄不一定永远被人纪念的。
As you can see, heroes would not necessarily be memorized by everybody.
一旦大家开始有抱怨的时候，这个英雄就不是英雄了。
Once a complaint starts, the status of heroes no longer exists.
摩西是以色列人的英雄。
Moses is Jews' hero.
但是现在出问题了，大家一致反对他。
But now, once the problem begins, everybody starts against him.
不但大家反对他，连他自己的哥哥和姐姐也反对他。
Not just everybody, but including his sisters and brothers.
你知道抱怨呢，总有一个动机的。
You know, there's always a motivation behind each complaint.
任何的埋怨后边都有一个原因的。
There's a reason behind every complaint.
首先，你刚才我们提到的，他的对食物的不满，那是一个表面上的一个困难。
Earlier, we were talking about the dissatisfactions of the food, and that was just a superficial complaint.
对人的不满，那是摩西挑战领袖的地位。
The dissatisfactions of Moses is result of the challenge of his leadership.
这些都是表面上的原因。
This is all the reasons on the surface.
最里面的一个原因，不满的原因。
The deeper source of the complaint concern.
那是对神的不满。
Is the dissatisfactions of God.
那是对神的反叛，对神的不信。
And this is a dissatisfactions of, it's a complaint, this is a lack of faith as well as a rebellion against God.
十一章第二十节说。
Verses 20th in chapter 11, chapter 11, verse 20.
Yeah, 他说，因为你们厌弃住在你们中间的耶和华。
Because you disliked the live the God who lives among you.
在他的面前哭嚎。
And you cry in front of him.
还这样说。
And continue to say.
我们为何出埃及呢
？Why are we leaving? Why do we leave Egypt?
所以你有没有看到人抱怨的时候，都后面有一个真正的动机
？So, can you see the true motivations behind each complaint?
你看里边一般的人呢，在家庭里边人和人之间的这个不高兴的时候，那有一些表面的原因。
Do you see the reasons behind the bickerings among the people within a family?
其实，在那个表面原因的背后，还有一个重要的背后的原因。
In fact, there is a reason even more important than the cause of the complaints at the surface.
如果你能够明白它背后那个原因，你解决起来就比较有用了。
If you can see the true cause of their complaints behind the surface, it will be easier to resolve the situation.
前一段时间我们碰到了一个母亲。
Earlier, a little while ago, we met a mother.
那个母亲呢，就跟我们分享。
This mother was sharing with us.
说呢，哎呀，她的儿子呢，最近呢，对她特别不满。
And she was saying that her son was not very happy with her.
什么东西都不高兴。
He was not very happy at just about everything.
做饭不好吃。
The food was not good.
准备的午餐不愿意。
The lunch she prepared, not good.
还有很多东西，什么东西都不高兴。
And plus bunch of other things, he was not very happy.
那他就跟我们讲这些情况。
So she was explaining the situation.
那讲这些情况的时候呢，其实我们在旁边听的时候呢，就思考到底他都是这个他在抱怨为什么。
So we were thinking about the true cause of all the complaints while we're listening.
我们慢慢深入的了解的时候，才发现。
As we think deeper into the issues we discovered,
其实这个孩子他不高兴的真正原因是不高兴他的母亲。
The true cause of his complaints, turned out was his dissatisfactions about his mother.
因为他的母亲，他觉得他的母亲给他丢脸。
Because the son feels that his mother has lost his face.
因为他的母亲来了美国，没有像很多的母亲那样有高的学历。
Because unlike other mothers who have higher level educations, his mother didn't.
他的母亲讲英文也很不好。
And his mother has a broken English.
他的母亲有的时候讲话还粗声粗气。
And his mother actually has a very funny way of talking.
但是他可能就觉得他的这个为什么他有这样的母亲。
And he was wondering, how come I have a mother like this?
所以他就看到他母亲的时候，就开始什么都不高兴。
So as a result, every time when he sees his mother, he's not very happy, regardless.
所以我们就发现，这是他背后最主要的原因。
So we have discovered this is the main reasons behind his unhappiness.
我们每一个人都有母亲。
We all have mother.
有的时候我们的人生住在哪儿，想过什么样的生活，我们自己可以选。
Quite often we have our own choices on where we want to live and how we want to live our lives.
但是有一样东西我们不能选。
But one thing we don't have choice.
就是生我们的母亲是怎样的，我们不能选。
And that is the fact that we cannot select how the mother who gave birth to us, how she is like.
如果你不满意你的母亲,
if you are not happy with your mother,
实际你就是不满意你自己。
In reality, it reflects how you are not happy with yourself.
如果你看不起你的母亲,
if you look down at your mother,
你就是看不起你自己。
You are essentially look down at yourself.
如果你不嫌弃你的母亲
，If you don't despite your mother，
你在别人的面前反而更有自信。
You will find yourself even more confidence among others.
Yeah.所以其实这是人们所面对的问题。
And this is the problem that we all face.
如果我们能够有自信地活在人的面前，你怕什么呢？
And if you have confidence among yourself, what are you afraid of?
如果你有自信，你为什么还会抱怨呢？
If you have faith, why do you still need to complain?
抱怨会产生很多很多很坏的结果。
Complaint can create a lot of problems.
抱怨的结果使人心浮动。
the result of complaints is makes you uneasiness in you.
Yeah. 连摩西最后都抱怨了。
Even Moses eventually started to complain. Moses said to God,
你为什么苦待我呢?
How come you give me such a hardship?
为什么把这个管理百姓的重任交在我的身上呢?
Why are you burdening me with such a heavy pressure in leading this group of people?
我上哪去给这些百姓弄肉吃呢?
Where do I get the meat to give these people to eat?
你看,百姓抱怨,最后连摩西自己都抱怨了。
You see, even Moses started to complain as a result of the people's influence.
结果人和人之间就发生争吵，因为抱怨。
As a result, people start bickering because of all the complaints.
闲杂人等在中间一挑，结果以色列人大哭啊。
As a result of all the mixture of peoples within this crowd, the Jews started to cry.
为什么哭呢？是因为没肉吃。
Why crying? Because there's no meat.
结果领袖之间也吵架了。
So as a result, they were bickering among the leaderships.
神并没有离开他们。
But God never left them.
神还是这个供给他们。
Still, God still provide to them.
神让摩西分担他的责任。
God have Moses to share his burden.
给七十个长老。
And gave seventy elders.
并且神还提供食物给他们。
And God even provide food to them.
让他们吃肉一整个月。
Let them have meat for the whole month.
圣经里边好像记载，他们以色列人在旷野四十年，只有这一个月吃过肉。
According to the Bibles, I believe that they only consume meat during that one month.
好像吃完这一个月肉以后，他们就再也不想吃肉了。
It appears that after that one month of non-stop consuming meat, they no longer want to eat another meat.
那个你要是想让你的孩子永远不吃肉的话，你就天天给他吃肉吃一个月。
If you don't want your kids to have meat, just give them one month of meat dish non-stop.
所以他以后就再也不吃了。
Rest assured, he would not want to have another meat.
这是以色列人后来就真的再也不吃了。
So it's like that. So Jews never wanted to have another side of meat.
所以神呢也挺有幽默的，让他们改，让他们就 complain。好啊，那就让你们吃，一直吃到他们说的肉从鼻子里边都喷出来了。
So God was actually quite humorous and says, "Okay, if you want meat, I'll give it to you." To the point that the meat's coming out of your nose.
你说从鼻子里边都喷出来，那肉也是多到那种不可思议的程度啊。
You can imagine how amazing it is to have meat coming out of your nose. It's a lot.
但是神不只是给他们吃的。
But God didn't just give them what's the food to eat.
当他们在抱怨的时候，神的审判也临到他们。
While they were complaining, God still led them with judgment.
十一章第一节，神使火在他们中间焚烧。
The first verse of chapter 11, fire burning among them.
十一章第三十三节。神用最重的灾殃击杀他们。
Verse 33 in chapter 11, it says that
神用最重的灾殃击杀他们。
God gives the heaviest disasters among them.
Yeah. 到十二章第十节，以摩西的姐姐米利安还长了大麻风。
In fact, chapter 12, verses 10, she actually had 麻风。
麻风。
Sorry, excuse me.
那个。
A leprosy.
Leprosy.
She actually contracted leprosy.
Yeah. 所以你看到了吗？我们如果抱怨的话，神会审判我们的。
As you can see, God will judge us when we complain.
我们人生为什么会抱怨？
Why do we complain in our life?
抱怨是因为我们不满。
It is because we are not satisfied.
其实不满，人人都会有。
In fact, dissatisfaction, we all have it.
Yeah, 那个你有没有注意电视上的广告？
Have you noticed the advertisements, ads in TV?
电视上的广告呢，可以分成两类。
The commercials can be separated into two categories.
那这是我分的哈。
This is I separate them. I came up with these two categories.
一种的广告呢，就是告诉你们在哪里哪里有大减价。
One category says where you can get the cheapest and the deepest sale.
那个意思就是提供一个消息给你。
This is essentially provided you with information.
另外一种的广告就是制造不满足。
Another category of ad basically is create dissatisfaction of needs.
所以有一次呢，我就看了一个广告。
So once I've watched a commercial.
那一次广告呢，就是上面有一个漂亮的女郎。
In a commercial, there is a beautiful lady.
拿手里拿了一个呢，这个老式的削苹果的那个削皮的那个东西。
She was carrying an old styled skin peeler.
完了呢，一边削呢，就是削半天都削不下来。
And she was trying to peel something, but still not very successful.
她就拿在手里边这么一看。
She looked at it, this tool in her hand.
完了，结果呢，就咻一丢。
And she just swiftly just tossed that away.
这个不好。
Because it's not good.
不好就是不满足。
Not good because it means that not satisfied.
丢掉了以后，就拿起来了一个新的。
After she threw the old one away, she picked up a new one.
拿起了新的，一刮的那个削苹果的时候，那皮咻就掉下来了。
And the new tool, of course, swiftly removed the skin of an apple.
你知道我看到它的时候啊，我就立刻想到我家的那一个。
And I very quickly reminded me of the ones that I have in my home.
我说真的是啊，我家就是这样的。
My house, the one I have, is exactly like that.
我以前用的时候我从来没有感觉的。
I never felt that way when I was using it before.
我们从来没有那种的不满足感。
I never had this sense of dissatisfaction about the old ones we have.
但是呢，我一看这个广告的时候，我就突然想到，哎呀，我的家也不好用。
And of course, once I've seen the advertised the commercials, I realized the ones that I have is not very good.
所以我家那个赶紧丢掉，再买他那个。
And very quickly, I got it. I have to throw away my old ones and buy a new one, just like the ad.
还好，我跟太太一说，太太说不可以。
Good thing my wife stopped me.
那最后就没有买。
Ended up we didn't buy it.
但是我从这中间就想到一个问题。
But it makes me think among this example.
其实我们该有的我们都有了。
We essentially have everything we needed.
但是我们为什么要买新的？
But why do we need new ones?
因为我们总想着啊，这个不好，要一个更好的。
Because we keep on thinking what we have is not good, we still need to have new.
因为我们的生活里面太多的不满足。
Because there's too many dissatisfactions in our lives.
如果我们再往深的里边想一想，
If we think deeper into this,
不满足里边。没有感恩。
There is no gratefulness. There is no appreciation in this dissatisfaction.
不满足里边没有信心。
There is no faith in this sense of dissatisfaction.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们的生活，神天天都在祝福我们。
God has blessed us in every day of our lives.
但是在每一天的生活里面，很多的时候我们还有很多不满足。
But we still have a lot of complaints in our day-to-day life.
很多的时候我们任何事情我们都可以拿出来抱怨一下。
There are many things in our lives that we can complain about.
但是当我们在抱怨的时候，我们有没有想过，我们的这种不满足是缺少对神的信靠。
But have we ever thought about the fact that our unhappiness is the lack of faith in depending on our God?
我们这种的抱怨里边，是不是缺少了在神面前的一种感恩？
Is our complaint the result of lack of appreciation and gratitude towards God?
我们的母亲每天为我们煮饭。
Our mothers cooked for us every single day.
不是每一盘菜都特别好吃。
Not every dish was the most tasty food.
不是每一盘菜都使你满意。
Not every dish will satisfy you.
但是每一次吃的时候，你有没有想过你母亲在神在你家里面的有的付出？
But have you ever thought about the devotions and the contributions from your mother every time when you eat a single dish?
如果你想到这一些的时候，你会高高兴兴地吃你眼前母亲做的饭。
If you are able to think that way, I can assure you that you will be happy with every dish.
愿我们每一天享受我们的生活吧。
I pray that we will enjoy every single day of our lives.
愿我们享受神给我们一切的祝福吧。
Let us enjoy the blessings from our God.
让我们怀着感恩的心来把颂赞、感谢归给我们的神。
Let's have the feeling of appreciation for everything that God has given us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads.
亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, we come to you.
为我们愿意把我们一切所有的献上感谢。
We're willing to give everything we have to you for to appreciate.
求你提醒我们。
May you remind us.
让我们记得不要天天的在要为任何事情抱怨。
Remind us that we should not be complaining, about our daily life, daily issues.
求你给我们一颗感恩的心和一颗信靠的心。
May you give us a heart that is filled of appreciation, gratitude, and the heart to depend on you.
因为我们知道我们的所有都是从神而来。
Because we know everything we have came from you.
我们谢谢你这样的恩待我们。
We thank you for treating us so well.
我们把一切的荣耀颂赞归给你。
We give all glory to you.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.